With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean. Word of the pursuit came as the administration appeared to be intensifying its targeting of such vessels connected to the Venezuelan government. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been in pursuit of another tanker since Sunday in the Caribbean Sea. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says the vessel was part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion, was flying a false flag, and had been sanctioned. This comes as President Trump intensifies targeting the Venezuelan government. It also comes after the Trump administration announced Saturday it had seized an oil tanker for the second time in less than 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
The tanker pursuit on Sunday was confirmed by U.S. officials. The official says the vessel was flying a false flag and was under a judicial seizure order at the time. In Alabama, a memorial service held today in honor of one of the shooting victims at Brown University, Ella Cook, just days before Christmas.
Why are we here? Why have we come together from many places in many settings? Some from far away. We've come to honor Ella Cook, to thank God for her light and her life, and hopefully to make some consoling, renewed contact with the love which animated her.
She's one of several students gunned down by a gunman who later took his own life. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well, along with the other major indexes. The Dow up 242 points. The Nasdaq is up by 128. This is SRN News. It would appear the church in this country is divided on the issue of abortion. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young women have grown emboldened in their conservative beliefs. Attending the annual conference held by Turning Point USA in large numbers over the weekend, the organization was founded by Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated in September. The women don't want to apologize for their traditional views on everything from faith, marriage, and family, and they draw inspiration from Kirk's widow, Erica. This is SRN News. The Auto Club AAA predicts some 115 million people in the U.S. will go 50 miles or more from home from last Saturday up through New Year's Day as they do their Christmas traveling. That's overall a 2% increase compared to last year. And AAA spokeswoman Aisha Diaz says that while it is a busy time of year, the pace will actually slow on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Then things ramp back up post-Christmas with people coming back home and the New Year's crowd that wants to travel for New Year's Eve. So you're going to see travel pick back up New Year's Eve week for people who are trying to be somewhere to ring in 2026.
Now, most of the people are expected to be on those busy roads. AAA expects about 8 million people to travel by air. That is a 2.3% increase compared to last year. This will reportedly be the first time on record that the number of domestic air travelers over the year-end holiday period exceeds 8 million. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.